thick bands of baby blue and yellow, with the city seal smack in the middle. You really don't see it that much.
You really don't, and when we've gone around and looked at this, you don't even see it hung that much around the city, which has been kind of surprising.
Industrial designer Edward Mitchell works for the Bresler Group in Philadelphia. As a side project, he redesigned all 50 state flags, hoping to create a unifying visual language, all done with the same color scheme. When he was done with that, he turned his attention closer to home.
And this is a new take on the Philadelphia city flag.
His makeover still has the yellow and blue, but ditches the seal for a stylized Liberty Bell. You can see a before and after at newsworks.org.
You think about the I heart New York sign, you know what I mean? And how that's become such a strong branding element. And is there a way to bridge some of that logic into something like this?
Mitchell's new city flags actually flew for a couple weeks during Design Philadelphia, but the redesign also has its detractors.
This is Brenda Exon, or AKA the Philly Civic Pride Lady.
Exon, of the nonprofit Partners for Civic Pride, is trying to organize a big celebration for the current flag's 120th birthday in 2015. As for an official redesign,
I can't say that I would be behind that myself. I really do think that this is a pretty powerful message presented in our flag.
Peace, hope, justice, and prosperity are symbolized in the city seal. Plus, Exon says it's the first city flag in America. Whether that means it's a design worth keeping is a matter of opinion. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.